Chapter 40, Flipping Coins. I've been convalescing in this suite in the Tropicana for about a week now. I got the same one I got almost 20 years ago, for the luck. Most of my purple flesh has turned yellow, and that means I'll be able to move soon. I relax in my big hotel bed as I reflect on my life and career. This turns out to be a huge mistake. Anxiety begins to crawl across my motionless body like a spider. So instead, I begin to reflect on the life and career of Adam Sandler. This calms me. Adam Egott comes busting into my room. "Hey, great news! Sammy is flying out. She'll be here tomorrow morning." I hate when people say they have good news and then they don't. "Oh yeah, Sammy, the lady who is definitely not a dude. So, she's flying all the way out here, huh?" "Yeah, we're pretty serious, Norm. I think I'm in love with her. I'm thinking of asking her to move into my place."
"But you don't even have a place."
"Well, yeah. Don't tell Sammy, though." Our trip has cost Adam Egott his apartment and his job, but it will all soon be over, and he'll be a ranch hand in Montana, and the head ranch hand, too. I haven't told him yet, but I plan on buying him a hat. A cowboy hat. Adam Egott is very excited that Sammy is on her way. He grabs a handful of nickels from my Video Kino nickel jar and runs from the room like a boy in search of gumballs. The next morning, I sit in the coffee shop and chat with the two of them. I remind them that the first time they met was in a Las Vegas coffee shop. They find this to be the most hilarious coincidence, and Sammy giggles, and Adam Egott hugs her and beams pride. "Tell me, Sammy," I say, "what do you do for a living?"
"I'm a plumber."
"Isn't she the cutest?" Adam Egott asks. "Listen, honey, you want to come watch me play Video Kino? I'm up 85 cents.
"Oh my God, Video Kino is my favorite game," Sammy says. "What are the chances?"
I agree. The chances are 1,000,000,000 to 1.
Maybe these two are made for each other after all.
The happy couple leave arm in arm, and I finally have some peace and quiet to consider my betting strategy. Here's the thing about the tables. In order to have the best chance at winning, you should take your entire bankroll and bet it all on a hand of blackjack or a round of craps. The thinking is that the house edge becomes more certain the more hands you play. The less you play, the less you're against it. Simple as that. I would have bet the whole million in a heartbeat if it was permitted. New Jersey law allows you to count cards, but the casinos continually reshuffle the deck, so it renders card counting worthless. I would have to wager the maximum $5,000 at all times and simply hope to get lucky. Before my first session, I go to the restroom and splash cold water on my face. The sight of Sammy, with her neon pink lipstick and drum-tight skirt, has unsettled me. I am beginning to feel sorry for my friend. This romance will not end well. I'm 2 hours in now. I began my night with craps, and I've recently switched over to blackjack. Running a good shoe, playing $5,000 a hand, three hands at once, and I am up somewhere near $200,000. Suddenly I hear a huge commotion, and the dealer says, "Somebody hit it big over by the bar. Hey, you ever play the slots?" "Oh, all the time. I mean, that's the smart play," I say, with unconcealed disdain. I'd heard that siren so often over the years, the hoots and the hollers. It's the sound of dumb luck, and it always made me angry as hell. Where is the justice? Some idiot risks nothing, plays a low-stake slot machine, and is awarded a fortune, while I risk huge money with no chance at a jackpot. A moment later, I see Adam Egott and the woman he is in love with running toward me, laughing and clutching a ticket. "I didn't even have to pick any numbers, Norm. As soon as I put my nickel in, there was all this ringing, and it seemed to last forever, and then this ticket came out." He shows me the Video Kino ticket, and I can't breathe. It reads $2.6 million. I am saved. I sit at a table betting $5,000 a hand, but I am saved by a squid with a nickel. I'm holding 1.2 million and Adam Egget holds 2.6. I do the math quickly. We owe 2 million and we hold 3.8. That's a profit of 1.8 million smackaroos. The journey is over. It all started on a black, silent stage at the world-famous Comedy Store, and now it ends in the same bright casino where I saved Adam Egget from the spell of an evil gypsy. And now, the self-same Adam Egget stands before me. He has paid off his debt. He has saved my life. And then I hear her voice. Let's go cash it in, honey bear. We're rich. We're rich. Sammy, I say, could I have a moment with my friend? She looks at me with suspicion, and I can see she's mulling it over, trying to find a smart play. Finally, she says, sure thing, Mac, and gives Adam Egget a kiss before grudgingly walking a dozen feet away. Wow, I say, I knew you could do it. I believed in you, and you didn't let me down. Best investment I ever made. What do you mean, Norm? Nothing. Just that it was my nickel that you used to win the ticket. Therefore, it's my ticket. Oh, dang, he says, and sighs deeply. I thought I had won something really big. For the first time in my life, I felt like a winner. Oh, no, not at all. You're still not a winner, I say, and I snatch the ticket from him. I return to playing blackjack, but every moment or so, my hand touches the magic ticket in my shirt pocket. I try to act natural as I play $5 hands, the way I used to nearly 20 years ago. But the corner of my eye remains closely on Adam Egget and Sammy. His shoulders are slouched, and his movements are slow. But Sammy is animated, and her hands are gesticulating wildly. Suddenly, Sammy strikes him across the face, and she follows it up with what looks like a long and angry speech, a speech she punctuates by frequently jabbing her finger hard into his chest. When she is done, she points at me, then slams the heel of her hand into his back, and he stumbles forward and slinks over to where I sit. His right cheek has a big red paw print on it. Hey, Norm, I was thinking about it, and we never really had any deal worked out, and after all, it was me who won the jackpot, and I have a whole bunch of witnesses. Now, you listen to me, Adam Egget. When you talk about witnesses, you're talking about a court of law. And if that's where you want to take this, fine. But who do you think a jury would side with? You or a guy who's been on the TV? He looks at me, and then at Sammy. And I can tell he doesn't want to go back to Sammy without the ticket. So I have to continue. Put yourself in the jurors' minds. Do they believe the guy who has starred in 2 motion pictures and is a close personal friend of Adam Sandler? Or the guy who jerked off punks underneath the Queensboro Bridge for $15 a man? Adam Egget looks at me plaintively. You promised you'd never bring that up. Please, never tell Sammy that. She's very old-fashioned. She wouldn't understand. Of course I would never bring that up. But in a court of law, under oath, made with my hand upon the Holy Bible, I'd have no choice. And they'd probably televise the trial. I'm just glad your mom doesn't have a TV. Sweat appears in a mist on Adam Egget's forehead, and he gulps for air. But she does have a TV, Norm. She has 2. Well, don't worry. I'll figure this out. You just go and tell Sammy that I want to take you guys to the best restaurant in town tonight, where we will discuss this like gentlemen. I mean, 2 gentlemen and a lady. But for now, you tell her to go to the spa and relax. Then you come back here, and I will have a big surprise for you. I place my chips in front of me, but once again look at Adam Egget and his true love from my eye's corner. She still appears very angry, but finally relents and leaves. Adam Egget returns. So, what's the big surprise? I take him over to the cage and toss a black chip to the teller. Give this man 2,000 nickels, I say. Adam Egget is dumbstruck. No way, 2,000? That's right. And what's more, from now on, I want us to be partners in this video, Kino. You clearly have a feel for the game. Next time you hit the jackpot, you keep all the money. Then the next time, I keep all the money. And so on. What do you say? Partners? I've never seen him so happy. He sticks out his big baseball mitt of a hand, and we shake on it. I turn back to the teller and toss her another black chip. Another 2,000 nickels for my friend. I believe in this man. The teller is very annoyed, but Adam Egott is deeply moved. Now all I have to worry about is Sammy. That evening at dinner, Sammy makes her intentions clear. The ticket is to be returned to Adam Egott or the police would be involved. Adam Egott looks from Sammy to me and back again, like a dog afraid of getting beat. I have to say something, so I do. I'll tell you what, I'm a fair man. How about we split it down the middle? We each get $1.3 million. Think about it, Sammy. That's big money. That'll buy a lot of women's clothing. Yeah, Adam Egott says. And imagine the ring we can get. He turns to me. Norm, I want you to be the first to know I have asked Sammy to marry me. And she has said yes and made me the happiest man in the world. Gross, I say. Sammy stands up, all 6'4" of her. Excuse me? What did you just say? No. I was just saying these French fries are gross. I'll be having a word with the chef about this. But first, let me congratulate you two kids. I'm sure you'll be so happy together. Now, about this ticket. Don't you think we'd be best off just splitting the money? If we take this to a courthouse, they'll have all kinds of questions about our pasts and our work history and our gender. Sammy studies me for some time, and I begin to worry that she'll take her chances in court. Finally, she speaks. Okay, this is how it's going to go down. We cash the ticket together in front of everybody. And just so there's no funny business, I'm phoning a friend of mine, a lawyer who lives in Philly. She'll be here by tomorrow. Oh, that sounds fine, Sammy, I say. Come on, Adam Egott, let's you and me get some rest. And I get up to go, but she stops me. There's one thing left to discuss, she says. Who holds the ticket? Well, I'll hold the ticket, I say. No, says Sammy, not you. Adam is the only one we both trust. He is going to place the ticket in the safe in your room and use a combination that only he knows. When my lawyer friend shows up, we'll open the safe and go to the cashier. We all go back to my room where we make a big production of putting the ticket into the safe, which takes much longer than it should, because Adam Egott can't think of a, quote, good number. When he finally settles on one, Sammy grabs him by the ear and leaves the room. Until tomorrow morning, you stay with me. She thinks that she's got me. So I play along, looking mighty disappointed that I can't be with the man with the combo. But I have other ideas. Then I return to the blackjack table. I hit a run of some bad luck, but I'm betting $5 a hand, so it's actually very good luck. Besides, I'm only there to kill a little time, and as soon as I feel I'm not being watched, I cash out and go find Andre, my host. When you lose as much as I do gambling, you can get a lot. And besides, the room is in my name, and my name only. It's a fairly simple request. I just tell Andre I've run out of money and forgotten the combination to my safe. Andre summons an engineer, and the three of us proceed to my room. When we walk in, I see Adam Egott on the floor. His hands and feet are bound with rope, and he has duct tape on his mouth. I tear it off. The wedding's off, Norm. What? I'm not marrying the only woman I ever loved. And you want to know why? Well, I'll tell you, because she's not a woman, that's why. She's a man. She showed me right to my face, very close to my face. Don't worry, you're better off. But I loved her, Norm. I loved her more than anything in life, and she broke my heart and took the ticket. I know it hurts now, Adam Egott, and I know it feels like the pain will never go away. But the funny thing about love is the ticket! The ticket! What do you mean, the ticket? I gave her the combination. She told me that if I didn't, she would beat me up, I don't care about the ticket, Norm. I loved her, and now she's gone forever. I don't want to go on living. Problem is, I do. I get down to the floor as fast as I can and get to the cashier's cage and ask if she's been seen. I'm told she was here, but cashed the ticket, filled out all the necessary paperwork, and was gone. I can file a police report, I am told, but people like Sammy are hard to find, and I don't have a lot of time. I think that if I go back to my room, I might kill Adam Egget. So instead, I return to the blackjack tables. I need to win. I am alone at the table and playing all the spots, $5,000 each. I am playing smart and patient. It takes me nearly 6 hours before I bust. Better luck next time, sir. The familiar gloom of losing everything falls upon me, and I wander the floor, alone and lost. As I pass the cashier's cage, I hear a ruckus and look over and see a man in a loud argument with the cashier. I move in close, and when I do, I recognize the man. It is Adam Egget, reeking of cheap gin, and trying to cash in his 5-year chip.